Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMass and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
B-Pod Studios.
The Sports Hub.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Honk, honk.
Clown.
Yeah, he's doing a clown.
He's doing a clown horn, clown nose.
Hank, Hank, Hank.
It's Zolak and Bertrand. Ted Johnson with us today.
You know what I love about Zoe? One of the many things is that he takes chances with his
comedic
stuff. I mean, he just lays it out there, man. And he hits more than he misses.
He's coughing.
You ever have a boring night with me? You ever have a boring night?
I have never. Had a just uneventful, typical night with you. It's always hair on fire, memorable, it's a memory that I have a lot of great memories with you, Zo, and they're always memorable. So
habitual line stepper.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what? Yeah, he is.
Let's before we talk about Jadeveon Clowney, let's take a couple of calls here. We'll start with Tom in Newton. You're on with Hardy, Zo, and Ted Johnson in with us today. What's up, Tom?
Yeah, hey, guys. I just wanted to weigh in on this, coronavirus issue you were talking about a little while ago and just how that impacts things. So you've got these, I mean, they're not quite laws. They're sort of like tips from the government, I guess, about how you're supposed to, you know, stay at home if you're coming from somewhere and just these things you're supposed to
guidelines.
Do.
Yes, guidelines.
Yeah, obviously notice whether you're following it or not, if you quarantine or not. But these athletes and coaches who, you know, they're all over social media, they're in the news, like everybody watches every single place these guys go, they're going to be held to such a higher standard in terms of following these things to the letter. And if they don't, you know, Florio and like guys like that are just going to be all over the case. And I feel like there's a double standard there, and I just don't think it's going to work that great. What do you guys think?
Well, yeah, and I mean, hey, Stidham got his balls broken for going to Texas for going to a wedding. Yeah, Cam Newton flies back and forth to the East Coast to the West Coast to work out in L.A. You know, during the week. I never heard anything like this. So it's okay for him to get on planes and go back and forth. Hey, how's California doing, by the way?
That's not good
right
now.
They just shut that old damn state down.
Not good. But
you're going to fly there to go work out? What, are you kidding me?
The difference is Cam Newton was flying out, which is impressive, to throw with his receivers, at least reportedly, and where Jared was going down there for personal reasons. And not to throw football around with guys from the team.
Well, Jared threw the ball around down there.
He did? Is that okay? Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, you know that for a fact?
I know for a fact, yes.
Hey, do you always – Zoe, what do you think it's like for these receivers on the team that are, like, getting text messages from, like, Jared – and pressure. Cam, they're like, oh, who do I?
What's up, buddy? You up?
You don't do that.
Hey, you want to go
also
throw
don't.
Well,
no, but then here's the thing.
Cam,
Brian Hoyer.
It's like,
Hoyer, it's heads right here. Because if you watch
Hoyer's
some of the Instagram stuff, Hoyer and Stidham are always together working out when they're here. So Brian and Stidham coordinate those workouts, and you know, David Andrews shows up. Yeah. He does the long snapping for him. He snaps the ball, and they go into their routes. Same thing Brady does down there in Tampa.
Yeah.
So that's where they got it from, is Brady. So now you get these calls, and like, so you don't want to piss off Stidham. You also don't want to offend Brian Hoyer. Like, oh, you're the forgotten one.
Right.
So, yeah, I'll catch some balls with you if you want.
But you want to make friends with the new guy, Cam, too, so you don't want to
I got to deal with
down.
The guy that's putting out videos of himself smoking cigars with a cowboy hat on, talking to OBJ. I got that guy coming and say, how am I going to mess with Belichick, man? That's what everybody's worried about. Dude, you got to get here first, man.
I laugh at all these receivers that are probably like getting texts from every single quarterback on the roster asking them to go out and throw. For their Instagram.
Meanwhile, Hoyer just keeps checking his phone. How come no one's texting me back? Alan Sterling. What's up, Al? You're on with Hardy and Zoe and Ted Johnson. What's up?
Back to a comment you made a little bit earlier about fitting the offense to the quarterback.
Yes.
You can't just have, and I just think Bill made really blew it with Tim Tebow a few years ago. You know, he tried to turn Tebow into a pocket passer like Brady, and he's not. But he's a terrific athlete. He could have been used very versatilely there as a tight end, a running back, a running passing quarterback.
He didn't want to do it. He wanted to play quarterback.
Yeah.
He wanted to play quarterback.
I mean, they tried that in New York, too. They tried him as a personal punt protector. He didn't want to do it. He wanted to play quarterback. He's just...
Now,
I don't blame him.
Who's the guy that drafted? Who's the guy that drafted Tebow? I put that more on McDaniels than I would Bill.
That's definitely
McDaniels is probably telling him, bring him in. I can make, hey, we got Tom. Let me work with this kid. Bring him in. Let's see what we can do. It was kind of stacked against him here, but now he understands the system, and I think I have a better handle on him. And I know he wants to be a quarterback. We can do shrunken down quarterback things. He couldn't complete balls against air. He threw paint cans.
Oh, they can't even run. They couldn't even run practices. Let's face it, as far as athletic ability and natural talent,
I felt bad for him.
Cam Newton's on a different plane than Tim Tebow.
So, you know Josh pretty well. How receptive is he going to be when Cam comes to him and says, now we can run all kinds of plays now that you couldn't run before? Is that something that's going to sit well with Josh?
A shot at Brady, too, huh? It's a shot at Brady.
Yeah, it is.
Brazen.
Come on,
he's brazen.
Oh, what?
So Cowboy up, man. Let's go.
I feel like there was a report out several months ago when Josh McDaniel was up for a head coaching job again. And Carolina Panthers, he's one of the reasons for not hiring him was that he wasn't on board with having Cam Newton as the quarterback. Now, ultimately, the Carolina Panthers decided to move on from Cam Newton. But there was one report out there about him not really being optimistic about having Cam, if he was to be hired as the head coach of the Carolina Panthers, being his quarterback.
They might have to get a new offensive coordinator here. You know, if Josh is not going to get on board the Cam Newton train, you know, we'll find somebody who will.
Yeah.
I wonder
if that's Bill just a little at Josh. Wouldn't let him interview for the Giants job. You know, yeah, I'm going to bring in a guy that you didn't want to coach in Carolina. Just here, have fun with this, Josh.
Zoe, could you be the OC?
I'd run reverse every play. I'd run reverse Statue of Liberty. You know what I watched the other night? The ending of the Adrian Peterson senior year Fiesta Bowl against Boise State. And the three trick plays that Boise State had to run to not only – they ran a hook and ladder to tie the game. They ran a halfback pass to take to tie it in overtime. And then they ran the Statue of Liberty to go for two for the win, and they won. It was amazing. And I want to be innovative like that. I want to do that type of stuff.
But, coordinators and coaches, you know, they pucker up when those plays are called. Because the last thing you want to do is
you gotta have
a play
balls.
Like that, and it blows up in their face.
Yeah.
They are terrible.
You got to have cojones.
Big ones.
You know, dragging on the ground. Yeah.
Carmine in Abington, you're on with Hardy and Zoe and Ted Johnson. What's up, Carmine?
Hey, I was just wondering if the coaching staff looked at Baltimore's blueprint from last year and they think they can probably do it better and with a few more wrinkles, and that's what they're going to try with Cam Newton here this year. Also, the Redskins do not have to change their name because they're going to change their logo to a potato. That's what I heard.
Okay, boom, boom.
I don't know what that means.
I have no clue what he means. Here's the thing.
Redskin potato?
There we go. What the Baltimore is doing with Lamar Jackson, you can't duplicate that. You got to have – and here's the thing. You don't want Cam Newton running as much. They had design runs for him in Carolina his whole career, and he is beat up, and that's part of the reason he's hurt all the time. You have to do it here and there and you know, use good judgment when you use it. But it is not going to be the bread and butter that maybe it was in Carolina. But will you still run some RPOs? Absolutely. But not to the extent that Lamar Jackson does it in Baltimore, which Cam was doing it early in his career in Carolina.
And you don't want him to get killed either. Like, part of the problem as to why he broke down, and you look at the big teaser for me here is his age. He's 12 years younger than Brady. Cam Newton is 31 years old. It feels like he's 37, doesn't it?
Yeah. It does.
I mean, he got in the league in 2011. That ain't that long ago. You know, so that's the teaser here. That's the risk versus the reward.
And you got to guard against, like, looking at Lamar Jackson.
He's not Lamar Jackson.
And no, and I mean, Lamar Jackson, talk about age. So he's, what, 10 years younger than Cam Newton right now?
Yes.
Plus, he's not 6'5", 245. No. He's 6'2", 212. I mean, here's a guy. Yeah, exactly.
You can't touch him.
You can't hit Jackson. Lamar Jackson moves like a hybrid of like a lot of different players. Cam Newton is a force, a physical force, but you can catch him. I don't know that you're going to be able to do much with him once you catch him, but Lamar Jackson is just, they're different. You know, I honestly understand why you would want to draw an analogy there. It's like, okay, a dynamic guy who's, you know, makes stuff happen outside of the pocket, take the ball and pick up yards of my own type of quarterback. But they're really not all that similar, I don't think.
I totally agree. But what is one quarterback out there that you've seen over the years transform his game into like more of a traditional style quarterback, but still with some running elements in it? And I think you can maybe hope that Cam can get to that place, and that's Russell Wilson. Russell Wilson is a phenomenal pocket passer right now. I mean, and he wasn't early in his career. But you know when he uses his feet, he uses good judgment when to take off and get a first down with his legs. Just every now and then, some RPOs, but it's not the bread and butter of what the Seattle offense is. That's kind of what you want when you have Cam Newton. It's just every now and then, just to keep him off balance, you run an RPO. And then every now and then you say, you know what, Cam, if you see a way to get a first down or a score a touchdown, then we want you to do it. If you can get a quarterback to just – give me, on average, one first down with your feet a game. You know, and not every series, once a game. Yeah. Just once a game, you are able to extend a drive with your feet. That can make all the difference in the world.
Not even once a drive, exactly. Right. All right, I'm glad you brought up Seattle, though. There's a certain player, a defensive player from Seattle. Might make a good fit here in New England. I don't know. I don't know if they got the cap space. Maybe the cap is crap. I don't know. We'll figure it out. The three of us here, we'll figure it out next on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Sports.
The former QB, always laser focused.
It's like going to bed at night, bringing a rattlesnake in your room. I'm sleep on a hot spot, on a hot rock.
And the guy who was always by his side.
The Lakers, UFOs, mayonnaise, all in the mix here.
Zolak and Bertrand.
If that makes any sense.
No.
98.5, The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand Hardy in for Beetle. Ted Johnson is here. Jadeveon Clowney. People are talking about him. Here is a 6'5", 255-pound defensive end. I went down a Jadeveon Clowney highlight wormhole this morning. Let me tell you something.
Huh. I know.
Guy never stops. The guy never stops. You think a play is over. I watched highlights. I believe it was from game against the Bengals last year. Play is over. I mean, I may have even heard a whistle. He comes out of the pile with the ball and starts running with him like, oh, no. Yeah, actually, the play was not over. And here's a guy who just keeps going. And it's odd for a 6'5" guy. He plays smaller in that he moves around so well. He's just everywhere.
He's very powerful.
he's
got so much strength. It is unbelievable. But
powerful, fast,
explosive. He was the guy out of BC. Mamula, who like just crushed the combine, right? Just athletic freak. That's kind of how Clowney was. I mean, his broad jump was like off the charts. His vertical off the charts. His get off is incredible. He is a specimen unlike anything you've ever seen. I've stood next to the man. He's incredible.
Ted, who's the guy that used to play for the Bears, defensive line? He was like 6'6", had arms down to his ankles, and just chiseled, man. back in our day. He was the biggest guy I've ever seen. Clowney is after, I'm with you too. When you go to pregame and like people get all JJ Watty and want to see JJ go through his workout and spit on the logo and touch his shoes and throw balls. He looks like a Pop Warner player compared to Clowney when he stands next to him. Clowney's the biggest defensive player I've seen in years.
He
reminds me of Willie McGinnis with extra weight and size.
Willie's the one of the biggest humans I've ever seen. But
the fact that he can move as well as he can move with that size.
But you said, Hardy, you just said he doesn't stop. He doesn't stop.
Doesn't stop.
Okay. What was last year in Seattle for Shady Clowney? Was that his – would you call that a contract year?
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. So if you watched film from, I don't know, 2, 3, 4 years ago, I'm not so sure. And you watched a highlight tape. So his highlight reel is incredible.
But anybody's highlight reel is incredible.
But if you just watch a game in its entirety, not in his contract year, I think you might. There was a reason he was traded to the Seattle Seahawks. Okay, now you could say, "Well, Bill O'Brien trades all his best players away." But it was there's always been an attitude issue there. There's something in his personality that I know rubbed Bill O'Brien wrong. When he was there. Something is going on that in Seattle, even Pete Carroll is hesitant to, and I don't know what he's asking for. I don't know. Maybe he's asking for money that is just obscene for the.
He started at 20 and it's come down to 17.
Okay.
The Patriots have 8 million in cap space. Now, maybe you think the cap is crap and it doesn't matter, but even the 8 million isn't a real 8 million. And there's a breakdown of this. I believe it was Tommy Kern who did a very good breakdown of this. Once you start factoring in roster bonuses, for instance, Cam Newton, as Ted and I both think he's going to be the quarterback and he's going to make all that roster bonus money, that takes about $700,000 to $800,000 to take that off that $8 million. Some of the other roster bonus money is already factored in there based on how many, you know, what the guys got last year. All right, so that already is factored in. There's practice squad money that's unaccounted for at this point. That's another million. You've got 51 guys right now. It's going to have to go up from there. That's about another $2 million in the players that haven't been signed yet. So all of a sudden, that $8 million in cap space very quickly becomes more like $4 million.
Right, right.
And now, even if he were to come down like another $5 million, say, you're still $8 million apart from what you have available and what Clowney's going to cost you. So this might be an exercise in futility, even talking about it.
Yeah,
More importantly. What front you running if you have him?
You have to run a 4-3.
4-3, yeah.
Yeah, Rack tried to get him to play a 3-4 outside linebacker. That he doesn't know whether to crap or wind his watch. when he's asked to drop back into coverage, it is like,
I did both 2 days ago, by the way.
You can't have him do it. You talked to Rack?
My watch. It stopped running.
Oh, it did?
Because I haven't worn it over the weekend. When I got back to work, I had to,
Okay, well, you knew not to crap. You knew to wind your watch, so that's good. But Clowney, he has to play with his hand in the dirt. And he's very – the one thing about Clowney, a freak athlete. Attitude issues, at least that's what I was told. And he's also one of the most undisciplined players you'll play against. Bill Belichick, when he played the Texans, he would run play action. He would run reverses to his side. Yeah. He would attack the edges.
It's like a Zoe offense.
Would you say Merciless was more of an important player to that defense than he was?
No question about it.
Yeah.
No question.
I talked to Vrabel about that too, and that's when you go back to that playoff game when you had the Osweiler. And I remember talking to Vrabel at that Barstool party. He said, "Man, Merciless is a wrecker." He said, "We figured out that Tom doesn't like getting people to his feet in the middle, and everybody thinks you blitz him off the edge." He goes, "Tom's going to deal with that." He goes, "He gets rid of the ball." That's where San Diego got in trouble with it. He goes, "But we figured how to get that middle pressure." And he said, "Damn it, if we could have hit a couple of those throws." And, you know, Osweiler was good on the one deep post they dropped. That could have been a game.
They look merciless in that diamond front. Those put linebackers up the A gaps and let them go against the center,
So, out on Clowney?
I am out on Clowney. I'm out on Clowney as far as...
At that money,
but unless you just want to take a flyer, unless you want to do... my feeling is he is not going to... If he couldn't get along with Bill O'Brien, I didn't think Bill's probably, for the most part, an easy guy to get along with. that something's there in his mental makeup that I think would be he'd be a difficult player to coach.
Cornell too, the Cornell influence. I mean, that's another Bill guy. So I mean, if those two guys can't make it work, you know,
Zoe out on Clowney.
I love him. I just think he's that dynamic that you could do different things on defense. Because here's the thing: your secondary is freaking rock solid, and you put another body like that up front with Hightower. And don't fall asleep on this Afrinay Jennings kid out of Alabama. I heard they like him a lot. And Winovich, he gets turned loose backside one-on-one, and that Ninkovich role, they got to figure out what they're going to do with the loss of Van Noy. That's a big thing for this defensive front moving forward.
What does this defensive front do more now than it's ever done? And they used to do it all the time when I was there. But when you don't have maybe a standout pass rusher, they're all about the two- and three-man games. It is working in conjunction. Bill wants his defensive linemen not to be so great where they're better one-on-one. He wants you working in conjunction with someone else. So it's a lot of twists and stunts with another guy. And Clowney's not going to do that. Clowney's like, dude, don't tell me I got to hesitate, let him loop up, and then I loop right. No, just let me go.
I'll go get the ball.
Right. And so that's not how Bill coaches. And so that it's from a coaching standpoint, it's not a good fit.
Let's go to Sam in the car. He's got a Cam Newton thought here. Sam, go ahead. You're on with Hardy and Zoe and Ted Johnson. What's up, Sam?
What's going on, guys? So I've always been out on Cam Newton only because I think he's a clown. And I always refer back to the Super Bowl where he did not make that play on that fumble and then how he acted out after the game in the press conference. And then he's had instances there like that issue with the female reporter where he acted like a complete tool. And then I also want to know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, didn't he have a big bike accident or car accident a couple years ago? I don't think he's ever been the same since that. Did he hurt his back? So
he did have a car accident. I don't think the car accident affected him all that much.
No.
It was more the knee when his knee stuck in the turf and he had the knee issue.
Yeah, honestly, when you're talking about player issues, okay, the Super Bowl thing is a tough one to live down. We went back and we looked at it and it's like, man, that was a one score game and a lot of time on the clock and you were down. Mm-hmm. You were down in the Super Bowl in the fourth quarter, 6+ minutes, and that ball comes loose and you don't jump on it. That's one that, you know, I hate to say it, but for detractors, he'll never live that down.
No.
I don't care if he goes on to win three more Super Bowls. They will look back on that one as one that he could have won had he maintained possession and then made some kind of a play. So that's number one. The female reporter thing, that wasn't good. You know, he didn't come off great. Are we really going to hold that again? No. Are you going to call him a clown because of those two things?
No, we didn't even mention that once. You know, since we talked about it.
It was a bad look. It was a bad thing to say. It was immature. I think it was immature. I don't think he is in any way a bad guy. I don't think he's a clown. You're talking about a guy who was an MVP. You're talking about a guy in 2018. If you remember that season, watching, looking at it and saying, like, you see Carolina? What are they doing? They're doing Cam Newton stuff is what they're doing. I mean, this guy was, up until his injury in 2018, legit.
Yeah.
And you go back to 15. We all know about that season. I would not and will not call him clownish. I don't think he's got attitude issue. Nothing. And especially compared to other players and other, you know, guys who I look at as real problems in this league. You just went through an Antonio Brown situation in this team last year.
Well, compared to Antonio Brown, right? He's a
you're saying that Cam Newton citizen is some kind of a problem. He's no kind of a problem. He might be a model citizen for all I know.
What was the narrative on Cam Newton when he his first few years in the league and about his attitude? What were people always saying about Cam Newton? They are always saying, well, he has a hard time losing because he never lost. He won at Auburn. He was Heisman Trophy winner. He was the first overall. He's never lost in high school. I don't think he's ever lost a game. So his attitude was always kind of excused away because he's always won. So there is an issue with his attitude, Hardy. Whether you want to really, is it as bad as some other guys compared to Antonio Brown? No. But is there something in his mental makeup that makes you pause a little bit? Absolutely.
All right, let's.
I've done three of his games real quick here on Newton,
yep.
And especially down in Carolina when he feeds off the fans. He comes out with the towel over his head, tucks it in his pads. He goes helmetless all pregame warm up, team stretch, and he's doing his own thing. Like he's detached from the team, and he's getting hyped. That's how he gets hyped. And he's got a Superman outfit he wears in pregame, and then changes when he goes in. There's a lot of individualistic things with Cam Newton that you may have to put up with a little bit if you want him to sort of have that swagger and be that type of guy and let himself be him.
Let's get the headlines here. We will continue with your calls at 617-779-0985 in a little bit, but it's our first of many TED Talks this morning.
Oh, I like these.
I know Zoe asked you earlier, Ted, do you work out?
I do, okay. On occasion.
Okay. Working out has been difficult in these past few months.
Yeah.
Ted Johnson's home workout tips, a TED Talk coming up next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
What's up? Got an itch for sports talk while you work?
So just dropped his phone down his shirt.
You want to know why? He was using it to scratch his back.
Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Trying to figure out what the connection is here for the TED Talk. Is this the TED Talk?
Yeah, talk
music?
About it. Ted likes lips, so you get Lips Incorporated, and Ted likes to talk. And we're gonna do TED
talk about it.
Right. I would have played something from the Little Bear. You know, the bear like smoking pot or like when Flash Gordon comes in. We gotta talk to Flash Gordon.
You would have played something from the movie Ted.
I played something from the movie Ted. Okay, well, TED Talk. That's okay, TED Talk.
That's interesting, though.
It's better than TikTok.
Okay. If there was
we did TikTok for it. Hardy got bit by a tick. And we did tick pics and TikTok, all that.
What character would you say I get equated to the most? Like what?
The guy from 16 Candles and had the alien stuff on his head. And the two guys, you were there with John Cusack standing there. And they lifted you up and put you in the trunk. That's where you got the Farmer Fred, okay. Farmer Ted. Nickname from.
Right.
We nicknamed
right.
you Farmer Ted from that.
Right. Okay. That's,
wait, he was the Anthony Michael Hall?
No, he was the.
Because that's
was the
Farmer
tall,
Ted.
He was the tall black haired kid that was with okay. it was that was with okay. John Cusack that had the crazy stuff on her head. And they're like, oh my God, the aliens are going to Ted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So Zoe and Max probably, Fred. That's they saw me in that through that movie.
I understand.
I would say that's not the most. Most people don't identify me with that character in that movie.
Can now, you I'd guess say Buzz Lightyear. Buzz Lightyear.
See, if I'm going to tell you, this should give it away, though. A kind of a Avengers superhero. What would you say is a character?
Thor.
Thor? Okay, I like Thor. Okay, I like Thor. Thor's good.
Well, who the hell you think you are? What
well,
do you
no, people
are?
Always think I am Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. I get.
Oh, you're not Lou Ferrigno, the Hulk. Easy, green boy.
That's what I'm told all the time. People, I walk down the street and people go, Lou, like all the time.
Well,
all the time.
Maybe they see you eating.
Maybe they think you're Lou Maloney.
And by
I don't think you can confuse me with Lou Maloney.
Let's get into this. Do we have a TED Talk intro, by the way?
I hope not.
This is it. This is the TED Talk intro.
What is that?
Right?
The opening to the new Enya album?
I'm shocked that Zoe doesn't know what a TED Talk is. Have you ever heard of TED Talks, Zoe?
I have not.
All right.
I have not.
Technology, entertainment, and design. It's a primarily, I think, like a West Coast thing, mm-hmm. You know, Silicon Valley.
I don't deal with that stuff.
But, you know, people from all walks of life. It can be, you know, technology experts. It can be Amanda Palmer. You know, you never know who's going to give a TED Talk or what it's going to be about. So Ted Johnson will give us a TED Talk now on the technology and design of a home workout system because Ted apparently does work out. and what did not have full access to gymnasiums.
Not to your conventional type big box kind of gym.
Right. So you were forced to work out at home to some extent.
To some extent, yeah. If you have a medicine ball, like anywhere from 10 to 15 pounds.
I do with my singlet that I wear, okay. A medicine ball, and I keep it right next to my hair cream.
There you go.
And I put the Brill cream in, I pick up the medicine ball, and the skin-tight high-top shoes, and I get ready for my workout.
So you know exactly what I'm talking about. Yes. How good of a...
And the triangle weights.
Right, right. But you have a TRX.
Like the pyramid
weights. You have a TRX belt, T-Bone, you know what a TRX is. Strap where you can.
Why is he gotta know?
Well, look at him; he's jacked. We didn't have run into a T-Bone at a gym before with his dad. We had a good little workout. Yeah.
His dad drop him off?
No, no. They were working out together. Him and his dad. I thought that was cool.
Jesus Christ, Dad, will you come spot me?
Dad, I can't turn my neck to the right.
I thought T-Bone would be like a little different out in the wild with the rest of us. No, yeah. He's pretty much the same guy.
He's the same guy.
Very, very quiet. Too much to himself. Yeah. But a TRX, a medicine ball, a bouncy ball, and like 20-pound dumbbells.
You mean like a super ball that you take out in the driveway and... That kind of a bouncy ball?
The people sit on at their workstations.
Which, by the way, they say useless.
Okay, I'm sure
sitting on one of those balls at your desk, yeah, it does not because you can't do it. You end up slouching after a day.
And here's the thing. If you're looking for those three things, if you put those in at home gym, the TRX, the bouncy ball, a medicine ball, and 20-pound dumbbells, you can get a better workout than you realize just with that, okay? Mm. And it's a lot. You don't need a lot of space, all right? And there's also an excellent way to work out. If you have – you can do boxing workouts from home, okay? And if you do different combinations of boxing, you can do burpees after you box. Like you hit the bag. If you don't have a bag, you can just hit the air with your little dumbbells. Get down, do burpees. There's so many different things you can do. Jumping, just your own squats, body weight. There's a ton of things you can do without weights, using your own body weight, that can get you in decent shape.
Do you still get to wear the weightlifting gloves? I assume that you wear the Joe Weider fingerless weightlifting gloves?
Come on, buddy. Seriously.
No weightlifting gloves?
Are you kidding me?
Buck's the only guy that does that.
What about the belt?
No, serious.
What about the belt?
The belt is so overrated, and I used to wear the belt all the time.
What do you mean it's overrated? I want it engraved with my name.
Of course you did. Okay, they are terrible. If you're trying to get your back stronger, you do not want to use a weight belt. Now, you use it because you're trying to prevent a back strain or hurting your back. But what you do is you don't allow the body to get stronger naturally. It's a manufactured kind of support system. Mm. You need to get your core and back strong without the support of a belt. So you shouldn't be lifting weights.
It's like germs. You don't want to get like you don't want all these ants. You need like you get your system to get rid of the germs yourself. You know you want to get all the germs.
Excellent analogy. About the jug of the yellow liquid that you carry around with you in the gym? Do you need to use that at home, or can you just go over to the toilet and lap out of that instead?
Your knees too.
I'm a meathead at heart, but not to that degree. You're describing, I work out with a lot. I know exactly what you're talking about.
I'm not saying anything. I'm not insinuating anything.
Do you use chalk?
I do. I don't use chalk. I don't use gloves.
They have a chalk bar.
I don't use straps.
You wrap your knees up and like tight, and I'm going to do a squat, and it's going to just
wrap your knees
up.
I don't do that anymore. Come on, man. We know how to train smarter. How to train better than we ever have. You don't have to do that stuff anymore. I don't care to put heavy weight on my back anymore.
About nutrition? Now, the last time I worked with you, Ted, twice during a 4-hour show, you went into the kitchen and you got your ground turkey.
I have it in there now. And rice.
Taco seasoning and rice concoction.
As Zoe eats his Ruffles potato chips. Attaboy. Stay true to yourself, Zoe.
Do you keep the same nutrition schedule going even when the workouts have diminished a little bit?
I have noticed, like some people eat, now that we've been quarantined, you're at home all the time, I've refined my eating. Like I eat better because I'm not forced to, I'm not on the road going places, something here, trying to grab something there. So I eat cleaner now than I ever have. So the macaroni and cheese story, You know what's funny, though? I probably did eat like that. It was embarrassing how I used to eat, but we got away with it, right?
You didn't put butter with it. You didn't put any butter or milk with it. I was amazed by it. You just only added water. And I'm like, this is amazing.
I don't eat like that anymore. I eat cleaner than I ever have. And so it's basically my staples are egg whites and ground turkey with rice. And that's pretty much, I'll eat those two things at least twice a day.
What kind of rice?
Oh, white rice.
Brown rice. White rice?
White rice.
See, a lot of the bodybuilders eat the brown. Like, they go through those phases with the different type of rices.
Lou Ferrigno used to eat six times a day.
Yeah, what's a hokey?
Oatmeal with almonds in it. That's okay. All he would eat.
I eat oatmeal. I eat oatmeal every day. Not with almonds in it, but I eat oatmeal pretty much every day in the morning with my egg whites. That's pretty much
Jim Louth eats it just. Jim Louth eats it dry because he doesn't like the consistency of vomit, he said.
But and that's why he gets confused with Ted Johnson all the time.
All the time.
Because of the oatmeal consumption. All right, great TED Talk. We're going to do another one.
Okay, good.
Do another TED Talk at 12:50, but coming up here in just a few minutes, this date in show history. If you haven't heard these, Ted, we go back on this date. In this case, it'll be July 14th. Over the years, many things have happened. You name a date, something has happened noteworthy on this show.
No question.
We will go back and listen to it and examine it next.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Consider them part of your benefits package.
That was the dumbest 30 seconds we've ever had on this show.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, this date in show history, we got a lot to get to today, so we'll jump right in here. It's Hardy and Verbeetle, Zolak, and Ted Johnson. This is your maiden voyage on this date in show history, Ted.
It is. The first time I've been in the studio. I listen to you guys all the time, so I know this segment, and I really enjoy this.
Oh, good. Thank you. All right. So,
it's usually poke fun at me.
Well, I think this time it's poking fun at me and Beetle. Apparently, we're very much on the same page, but then Zoe, you and I were on the same page. I don't know. We're going to find out what this is all about right now. I think there's issues with testosterone levels, and we're just going to leave it at that. It sometimes happens with certain body
sure
types.
Sure does.
That's all. It's no big deal. You'll figure it out.
Yeah. Okay, Brandon Cooks.
Wow.
I always wonder where that drop came from.
Buy me Coke.
A little bit more context to it, finally.
Yeah, but the end where we both said.
Yeah. Okay, Brandon Cooks.
That's unbelievable.
It's like the same brain.
Usually you get like one name out, but to get both out, that's pretty good.
That's scary. Unprecedented.
You guys been working together long?
Yeah.
A little bit.
That was Beetle and Hari that shared the brain. It's you two.
Yeah. Well,
oh, that's right. That's right, Tom.
But as much time
best friends
as we have been working together.
Quick question. Why don't you go on vacation with Beetle? You're such good friends.
I've been meeting up with him every night.
Sure, yeah.
We've actually been Zoom
each other.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't take the same week off of work, but, you know, we're sharing a vacation house together. It's great. My wife and kids are down there right now.
A bit.
Did he go somewhere? Do we know if Beetle went anywhere, Zoe?
Yeah, he did.
He did. Oh. I haven't talked to him.
He hasn't been the kind of guy that's been very adventurous.
Location. Yeah, right. he's been tight to the vest.
He's been pretty much staying close to home, it sounds like, for most of this.
Maybe his family went and he stayed home.
As well as I know, Zoe, I have no idea what he was singing here. Maybe you can figure it out, Ted.
Okay. Who is that? He's sorry and he's lonely. You know what? Yours. You are mine. You are what you are.
There we go. Okay. Finally,
that's yacht rock.
We figured
that's
out
rock.
The end.
Yacht rock.
I pride myself in name that tune kind of, you know, segments, and I had no clue where you were going.
So that was Crosby, Stills, and Nash, Nash, right?
Okay. Every lambs and nuts.
Hardy, what's a good one? The sister one? In my sister and two.
Let me take a walk with my sister in the moon. Yeah.
Sounds like when you play audio backwards and it's
a secret message.
Let's rack up you two mysterious ways, and that way Zoe can say. No, you can't sing along when you're on remote anyway.
I recommend too much of a delay. Seeing Crosby, Stills, and Nash at Red Rocks outside of Boulder.
Is that what you recommend?
That's what I recommend. So wherever you get to see not only Crosby, Stills, and Nash, but any real.
When's the last time you saw them?
Oh, this was 25 years ago.
Well, how do you think they would fare today?
Yeah, probably not too good.
I think they'd be fine, but this speaks more to Ted Johnson.
25 years ago. You're right.
Ted is a master at the under the radar, like weird. Needling,
yeah.
Like trolling, borderline douchey comments that indicate to you he's done way more in his life than you have. And he did it to me again during a commercial break a couple of minutes ago.
So fast.
Why don't you go to Boulder, shirtless, smoke peyote, and sit there and listen to Crosby, Stills, and Nash.
Am I kind of a story topper guy?
No, not a story.
He might be topper.
You're not a story topper, and you're very subtle about it. But we're having a natural conversation about golf. He's like, Hardy, when's the Memorial? I'm like, it's next weekend. He goes, oh, but I saw it on this weekend. I'm like, yeah, it's like back to back of the same weeks. He's like, yeah, you ever played Memorial? I'm like, no, I haven't played Memorial. I have trouble getting on a George Wright. What are you talking
about? You're playing Augusta, Hardy?
He goes, oh, no, Vrabel's a member there. It's like I played there a little bit.
Oh, no. That didn't come out until after I said, have you ever played Memorial? He goes, I've been to Augusta 9 times.
Yeah,
that was your response to my question, an innocent question about Muirfield.
Because I know that you're getting ready to tell me all about what it's like to play at Muirfield.
Yeah. I get you on Oakmont, Pittsburgh.
On the heels of him telling me that he's been to Augusta National like 9 times. And it's like, he'll always ask like, Hardy, you've been to Augusta, right? I'm like, no, Ted, I've never been.
Right.
And then he'll just very, very, almost reluctantly tell me about his 3 trips that he's made there. Oh, yeah, the time we went with Hale Irwin was great.
Okay.
Because Hale's, you know, the man.
Fair enough. You know what? It's a character flaw that I got to work on.
It's not. That is a
douchey way to kind of live your life. If I got to constantly kind of like check in with you.
You don't. You're just making conversation, and ordinary people would be enthralled with it. And that's why everyone says Ted's such a great guy. He's a nice guy. I'm like, yeah, but be careful. He'll make you feel worse about your life.
Sneaky dick.
And he doesn't mean to. He's just, it happens.
All right, Hardy. Hardy, I want you to like me, so I'm going to work on that character.
You don't care if I like you.
Of course I do.
Let's talk about this caller, Eddie.
Hardy, when do you want to play my OPM?
617-779-0985. Eddie's in Boston. Hi, Eddie.
Hey.
Hey.
Hi. Oh, hey.
Hey, Ed.
I had a comment on the esports from a while ago.
You're on air, Ed.
Oh, hey.
Hey. I remember this vividly.
This was 3 years ago. This was 2017. This is the same day you were singing that Crosby, Stills, and Nash song. So.
I like to comment on the esports thing you were talking about 4 hours ago.
Well, apparently that inspired us to do one of our little bits.
617-779-0985. Eddie's in Boston. Hi, Eddie.
Oh. Hey. I had a comment on the esports from a while ago.
Hey, what did you? You're on air, Ed.
Oh, I've been trying to do it right.
I've been living a lonely life. Poor Eddie. He just wanted to talk esports. That's so mean.
Who doesn't?
So you're the best at like resetting the conversation with people.
Yeah. Hey,
am I on? Hey, Ted,
Ted hasn't ever been in when Dilly is ever called from Quincy.
Oh, that's
let's special. Let's go to Dilly and Quincy.
That's your town.
Leaves off Dilly.
This is my town.
His name is Dilly.
Finally, this date in show history. This is from 2007. July 14th, 2017 was a busy day because we also got into some hot dog talk. I'm going to leave it up to Jim whether or not we can continue this.
Oh, we're continuing. We have no...
We have a hot Red Sox rumor about they're looking at San Francisco Giants Eduardo Nunez.
We're sticking with hot dogs.
Hot dogs, yeah. Bingo.
Oh, Jim.
Jim.
Sorry.
Jim's got a hot Red Sox now. Ooh.
What we were debating whether I think that that was the hot dog as a sandwich. That was, I believe, that might have been the hot dog as a sandwich thing.
Probably.
Our old boss, our bald boss, yelled at us that day. Right? We spent way too much time on that.
That's right.
But you guys weren't ready to move on. Jim was clearly ready to move on.
Oh, that was the cereal.
Oh, we
were.
Oh, that was cereal day.
I learned just doing radio in Houston for a while that one of the, you want to like just have people go nuts and call in. Ketchup on a hot dog. You go, ketchup, yes or no on a hot dog?
Yeah.
It gets people so fired up.
What do you mean? Why? What would get them fired up? It's a
people think,
staple.
People, there are a lot of people out there, Zoe, that think ketchup on a hot dog is insulting to eat.
Did you have that conversation when you were playing golf with Ben Hogan's grandson down there in Texas?
No.
I was just waiting for the other shoe to drop.
Shut up.
I can't believe remember things I've told you with detail, because Hale Irwin, yes, I you know what? You probably like Johnson is like, you know what? He's so douchey. Why is he got to sit here and tell me all these guys he's met?
Hardy.
All right, Hardy. All right, you revealed yourself a little bit to me just now. That's good. Yeah. Now I know
what
I'm
that I'm insanely
with.
Jealous of you? Yes. Yeah. You know what? Exposed. Fine. Yep. Busted.
Then I just got to be careful about what I say to you, because you obviously take some of this, you know, to reflect on me as a kind of guy.
I take it to reflect on me and all the things that I haven't done in my life.
I asked him in the break, have you ever been to Muirfield? No, but I've been to Augusta 9 times. I mean, it was like so fast out of your mouth.
It was like
you're
face.
Ready for me to do say something douchey, and I said it, and you were ready for me.
Hey, today's Tuesday, right?
Today's Tuesday.
Yeah, taco night. Taco Tuesday. All right, yeah.
At the Zolak house?
Yeah.
All right. Sure. Let me ask you this.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using the promo code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.